Today's daf is daf Chaf Beis. We got to the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Where did we get to? Bar Bratia de Rabbi Yanai, I think. That was the one, yes. Bratia? Okay. So, Bar Bratia de Rabbi Yanai, Saba, the granddaughter of Rabbi Yanai, who was the grandfather, also Lakamid de Rabbi Yanai, Saba, went to her own grandfather, and Amalei, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yanai. So his grandson, Amalei, says to, Rabbi Yanai says to him, or he says to Rabbi Yanai, Ilo havas yadana de pischin pinkasech, umimashmishin bovdech, mine darta. So what's going on here? So let's see, is there a ran here? The top ran says, de pischin pinkasech, umimashmishin bovdech, shmitoch shun no der, nir shun machzik asmo kechasich lechasha benidra. So apparently the grandson, I guess, was taking Nidarm, and he's giving the impression that he's a big chassid, that he's able to make Nidarm and keep them. And because of this, the Shemaim is going to open up a tablet of some sort, a whole list of all his different merits, and is going to check into his actions whether he's really such a chassid or not. So, minadarta, would you have taken such a nether? Meaning, when a person takes a nether, it's viewed from Shemaim, it's you're such a holy person. Oh, let's see, are you really such a holy person? Should be doing these things? Meaning, before you take nedarim, first work on the 613 basic mitzvahs. So, the grandfather says to his grandson, had you realized that taking a nether is really with a way of causing a check from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemaim, would you have taken this? So the response back was, of course, Amalei lo, had I known that's what goes on Shemaim, I never would have taken a nether in the first place. And on those grounds, Sharia, his grandfather, had permitted him. Now, just as an aside, if it's really his grandfather, how could he have been the dying in this case? It's still a grandson, though. So the halacha is that when it comes to Taras Nedarim, we say that a filu krovim could be do a Taras Nedarim. That's probably pshat what's going on here. It's a Gemara Nedarim later on.
Is this considered a Taras Nedarim?
It is, yes. We're talking about a Yachid Mumcha.
No, yeah, but I'm saying
what we say. A Yachid Mumcha. It's either Yachid Mumcha or Shlosha Hedyotos, the way to do Hatar Sadarm. It's the same idea.
Petach Gamu.
Okay, I don't see anybody addressing the question, but I think the Pashup Shad is, I think, by the Gemara explicitly says, Hatar Sadarm Afilu Krovim. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Maikra, what's the Pasuk? What's the pasuk that supports this idea? Rashi says, the Ran says, "Klomer dehachi hu kidamer leRabbi Yanai." How does Rabbi Yanai know that when a person makes a nether, then Shemayim they start testing and checking into all his actions if he's really worthy of taking a dharm? So he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk that's found in Mishle. It says, "Mokish." I read the pasuk on the side though, just to have the whole context here. "Mokish adam yela kodesh v'achar nidarm levaker." So we want the second half of the pasuk, which the Gemara quotes, "Acher nidarm levaker." When a person makes a nether, the Levakir, they're going to seek him out. They're going to investigate his actions. Now, the Alpha got the Pasuk of Yanai Lei, even though Rabbi Yanai had opened up this way and used this as a way out of the nether, we do not use this as a Pesach. And there's another Pesach which we also do not use. Damar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my Pesach Lei Rabbi Gamliel, Lahu Saba. There's once a certain elder that had come forward to Rabbi Gamliel, had a nether he took upon himself. And so there it says, Yesh. This is part of the continuation now.
No.
Fine. Okay, so we don't have the whole story here, so let's fill in some of the blanks here. So if you go to the Ran says, Lo pishchin b'hadein ha'chrinitza d'amar Rabbi Barbarchana, ein pishchin b'zos ha'cheres. There's another Pesach, another way out, Shama Rabbi Barbarchana, which we also do not use. So there are two types of psachim that a person might say he regrets, but he doesn't really regret because the punishment is so severe he gets scared without real regret. So the first case we understand, Rabbi Yanai, as he says to the person and his grandson, if you knew that Akash Baruch Hu and Shemayim, they're going to be looking into all your actions, would you have known this? So that's very severe and very scary. So he doesn't really regret it, he's just saying that he regrets it. And there's apparently another example, which the Gemara is not really proving us to, about Rabbi Gamliel. He once opened up also with something about the severity of an nether, and on those grounds he permitted it. We do not use those as good pesachim, because again, it's possible they might just say, yeah, we regret it because they're scared of the onesh, when in fact they really don't regret it. I don't see anybody filling in the blank what Rabban Gamliel. So that's what I was going to read. They said it's the next part. Let's see. Is it?
That's what they're saying. Rabban
Gamliel. Okay, let's see. So you're probably right then. So the Gemara goes on to quote the Pasuk. What did Rabban Gamliel use as a Pesach? He quotes a Pasuk. Another Pasuk in Mishlei. Yesh bota kimad karos cherev v'loshen chachamim mirape. What does that mean? Kol ha-bota roi l'doko, anybody who bota, that's loshen of to make a neder, is roi l'doko b'cherev, is worthy of being pierced with a sword. Ela loshen chachamim mirape, but the power of the chachamim, the speech of the chachamim, are able to heal it and undo it.
יש שם בתי דברי הסתה ומסכסך בין הבריאות עד שבאים לידי שפיכות דמים.
I missed that, sorry.
יש המבטא, mm-hmm. The one that express, mm-hmm. דברי הסתה ובמסכסך, and you know, probably you know, saying bad things in order to create fights between people. So it's not about the nether. It's about בוטה. בוטה is rude.
Rude?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the way is that how it's being used there? Because I thought in the way it's used in the Torah, mivateis fasayim, we say, is a way of expressing one's words in the Dharm.
But it does
it
similar.
Yeah, it says there are different interpretations.
Uh-huh, okay, everyone's so, right.
This one comes from Vayikra, but apparently in other places it's interpreted the way...
David's saying.
V'shivim panim haTorah.
Okay, there you go. So this is the Pesach that Rabbi Gamliel would use, I guess. He would use this to say that how severe it is, that person who makes a ned there, or he's worthy of being cut by the sword. Right? So again, it's a good Pesach to teach that, but we don't open up, we don't really use that Pesach, even though it works. Okay. So those are two examples of Pesachim which we try to avoid using when undoing a nether. Okay, what's another one, the Gemara says? V'lo Paschin b'hadei achrinah. So there's another type of Pesach, another exit strategy which we also try not to use. The Tanya, the Brisa quotes from Rabbi Nassan Omer, had no der kilu bana bama, but makaima kilu makiv alav karbam. Person who keeps a nether, it's as if he built a bama, and a person who makes a nether is as if he built a bama, person makaima is as if he's brought karbam on the bama. So building a bama, to figure out what's going on exactly, but the bama was during the 14 years of conquering Kibush Eretz Yisrael. There was a heter bamos. They're able to build everyone in their own backyard or wherever they wanted, their own personal mizbeach. After the 14 years of conquering and dividing the land up, it was usher to build a personal bama. You had to go to Shiloh, where the Mishkan was settled in Shiloh, and then to Gov, and wherever, different places, Nov and Gidon, and then eventually to base of Mikdash and Yerushalayim, of course. Only those 14 years were the heter bamos. So let's see what he's talking about here. Let's fill in the blanks here with the Ran. The Ran says, V'hanot dekilu bana bama. Bishas Isser Bamos. So he's talking about the time period when it was Asr to have Bamos. In the 14 years it's permitted, we're talking about when it's Asr to build Bamos. So what the Gemara is saying here, Rabbi Nassim says, a person makes a nether, it's as if he built a Bama in the area, in the period of time when it was Asr to build Bamos. Continues around to explain, Venir Benai, Dilahachi Midaminale Livona, Libona Bama rather. The reason why we compare it was a nether have to do with building a Bama in one's backyard. Mishum de salika daita, the havamina was the no der mitzvah kavod. The havamina was that a person who makes a nether is a mitzvah. We saw this all the way in the beginning, the machlokas, whether it's good to make a nether and to be mekayimit or better it's not to make a nether at all. So this havamina is that it's a good thing, it's a mitzvah to make a nether. The rachmana asra bimile di isura, v'yunami asra anafshe. The Torah has many, many isurim, and we want to follow suit and emulate the Torah and Hashem in making additional isurim. The kamar de taya. And the chiddush is, no, it's not a good thing to create Yisurim. Person creates an Yisur, it's like building a Bama. Even though the Torah had warned us to bring Karbanos inside, even though we have to bring Karbanos inside, one would think, oh, let me also do the same thing, but my own personal Mizbeach, that would be a good thing. Come to the Torah to tell me, no, the Torah has a certain way of doing things, we don't add on to the Torah. Even though the Torah does make many Yisurim to us, when a person adds on to the Yisurim, a person's being Poshaya. That's the comparison to building Bamos. I'm not sure what Perek that is. That's referring to a parak later on, the sixth parak. Okay. Where is this?
Yerushalmi.
Yeah, I know it's Yerushalmi, but it's the name of a parak. They have the same parak.
Parak
Tess. Okay. I don't think that's the name of a parak in Nedarim, is it? Isn't that parak called Poskim? Sorry. No, it's not. Okay, it's somewhere in the ninth parak. I don't know. Okay, but the Yerushalmi has different parak. I've never seen that. So the Yerushalmi parak Poskim, lo dayach b'masha asu Torah. Is it not enough for the Torah asur el shata osur lechel dvarim acherim, and you want to come add on further Yisurim? We don't do that. Now, the question why this isn't Bechlal Baal Tosif, but that's another discussion. V'shayach b'inami hai lishna b'shem deno dematpis b'karbon v'chem v'shen karbon ratzu dimta kibon abam makiv b'chutz. Ah, so why building a bama? Why is that the example being used? So the Ron finished off explaining, because since we know the nether works by being matfis on a carbon or something like that, it's in the realm of carbonos and ritzoy and building bamos, so it's all a similar partial. But again, the idea being, it's just like a bama is not a good thing, so too a nether is not a good thing. But a person is makayim the nether, says the Ron, it's as if he's makriv the carbon on the bama. And says the next round, Hamakaimo Kilomer Sheino Nishalov, if he doesn't get released from this nether, Kiilu Kikriv al also Bama Karban Vachai Mishim Shute Chutz. The Isra Shute Chutz is a pasuk in Torah Achrimos found in the end of Mesachas Zvachim. You cannot shech the carbon outside the base of English. It's an Isra Daraisa, it's a Chiv Kares of Shute Chutz. So person shechs the animal on a Bama, that's a Shute Chutz. It's just like fulfilling a nether is the same idea. So this too we also don't use. If we say to the guy, listen Reuven, not you, listen Shimon, you made a nether, so if you realize that making a nether is like building a bama, and even fulfilling it, it's like bringing a carbon, which is even worse, being shchuli chutz, would you have ever made the nether in the first place? And he seemingly would say no, we do not use that as an exit strategy again, because the idea being, we don't want to scare them and saying what they did was so bad, because we're afraid it's not going to be a real sincere regret. They're just going to say it to get themselves out of it, so we don't use these as a Pesach. I'm just looking on the side for a second. Okay. There's a Lakute Rashi. Here's a slightly different pshat in why it's Kilu Makriv Karbon. He just says here, I don't know if everyone has the Lakute Rashi here, but he says when a person brings a Karbon on the Bama, it's as he's going to regulate him to making more Nidarim. And for that reason, not because we're comparing it to Shchutei Chutz per se, but because he's going to, not that's so bad to be Mekayim Nedarim, of course, but we're afraid he's going to get him accustomed to making Nedarim further. That's the concern here. Okay. So the Gemara says now, where are we? Bereisha Paschinan, Bisefa, Abaye Amar Paschinan, V'Rav Amar Lo Paschinan. What does this mean? So the Ran says, Bereisha Paschinan. Bereisha the Braisa, the beginning of the Braisa, to Rabbi Nasan, in that one, the Hanod de Kilu Bama, Banabama, the one that says that making a nether is like building a Bama, that you can be Paschinan. We actually can use that statement and say, did you know that making a nether is like a Bama? That's okay. The Fish in Haver Gedola Kokach, says the Ran, it's not such a bad aver to build a Bama. Building a Bama is not a problem, it's really shechting and being makram in the car on the Bama. What?
Using it.
Exactly, but building it's not so bad. Now, what's interesting, the Ron says it's not a vera called Gedola Kochach. It sounds like it isn't a vera, just not a bad avera. I don't recall that being the case, that building a Bama isn't a vera at all. Does the Rush say anything about this? The Rush also says it's not a vera kule high. What's the vera building a Bama, though? I thought it's only being Makav a Bama. Nobody? Ricky, look.
Yeah, here he says, Mashal Tukmar, so I'm Rambam Hilchas Beis Bechir Aleph Gimel. Omer Shemizman, Shenivna Beis Mikdash, Aser Lipnos Bais Acher L'Shem HaShem, Bina Masker Eser Lipnos Bama. I am the Sefer Mapteach Sham.
Where did Yisur come from? Okay. So it's not so clear, though, that there's an Eser Bama. So
the Rambam.
By the Rama, right? Well, no, right, exactly. The Ran says that there is an Isser, and the Rama implies that there is no Isser. So it's the Rama could easily read the Gemara, because the Gemara says here that one may use the Pesach of building a Bama, making a nether is like building a Bama, because there's no Avera there at all. The question, what is the, what's Rabbi Nosson trying to accomplish?
There's a specific pasuk in the Torah saying not to build a mizbeach.
There is a pasuk, but not building a mizbeach. Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember it clearly.
Okay.
Mizbeach avanim or tivnim or something like that, whatever the language is.
Right, now you can't build it. You can't build with. You can't use a gazis, right? You can't. You can't use a knife or whatever. You can't chisel it out. That's the way you build a mizbeach.
In the Beit HaMikdash, not outside.
Right. Okay. Fine, that's the ratio. So one is able to build a, so rather can use that first part of Rabbi Nosson, that if you had you known, building and making a net, there's like building a bama, that is a Pesach we can use to test and ascertain whether he has charata or not. And as the Ron and Rush explained, because there's no Avera, there's not such a big Avera. But in regards to the Seifa, that if you're Mekayin the Nether, had you known it's like being Makriv in the carbon, it's as if you're being Shchut Eshchut and Shechting and being Makriv in Chutz Mibes and Migdash, which is an Isser Kares. So that, back to the Gemara now, again, Beresha Paschinan. The Seifa, Rabbi Nosson, Abai Amar Paschinan, Rav Amar Lo Paschinan. Abai even allows you to use the second half of the statement, while Rava does not. So let's see what that Machlokas. The Ron explains. Rav and Abaye, or Seif and Reisha?
Shouldn't it be that the more the Avera, the more we should, he should be discouraged or blamed?
No, exactly. Everyone agrees the Reisha you can use, because the Reisha is not such a bad Avera. Building a Bama is not so bad. It's a Seif, where there's a debate that one opinion thinks you cannot use it because it's so bad. For some reason, Abaye thinks you may use it. We have to figure out why he allows you to use it.
The fact that it's so bad means that he should have thought it by himself, or what?
No, the fact that it's so bad, if we tell them that, had you realized your nether is so bad, he's going to say, oh yeah, I regret it.
Because he's scared.
Like he's scared, no,
but
exactly.
The safer of the rights is on Kaimu.
Right, meaning, but it's Ki'ilu Hikriv, which is a bad thing. It's like Shchut Echutz.
Amei Kaimu, this is I'm bringing Mamash a carbon?
Yeah, a carbon on the Bama, which is an Isser Deraisa of Karis.
So obviously, so the safer is much more Chamu.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So the explanation is found in the Ran, I think, in the Ran, let's see. The Seifa, the second half of the statement, shall also brisa that very brisa of Rabbi Nosson. Dehainum behamakayma kilu makriv el carbon. Rav Amar lo paschinan deikol mecha shema mitoch chomer haver, because of the severity of the avera. Af apishenu mischarit, even though it does not regret mitoch shum isbayis, because he's embarrassed. Yeshaker lomar shum mischarit, he's going to lie and say he really has regretted it. Abai, for some reason, is not concerned. So the Ran doesn't explain this, but why does Abai say in this case it's not so bad, the Shchut Echutz? But seemingly the previous cases, he doesn't argue. The previous cases of the Psukim in Mishle, Yesh Bota Kim Dakeris Cherev, and the other case of the Achan Adon Vaker, those cases he says you can use. Why can you use this case, though? The Ran doesn't address that. Neither does the Rush. What's the distinction? They all seem pretty severe.
The other places aren't the Veras. It's just they're not such good outcomes.
Ah, those are punishments.
Yeah. Here, it's really an
Avera. So you're saying the other ones are worse because it tells you the consequences. This just says you did something bad, but it's not necessarily a clear consequence.
Well, you took a netter and they opened the ledger in Shammai.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you really did an Avera? You're opening yourself up for problems.
So you're saying the opposite. I mean, I thought that would be worse because since you open up yourself for problems, there's a consequence that you don't want to deal with. But in this last case, there's no consequence that's mentioned. It's like Shchut Echutz, but it's not quite Shchut Echutz, and there's no karis that you're going to get, and the psukim don't tell me you're going to get killed, or so it might not be so. Even as the aver might be severe, there's no punishment that's at least addressed. So maybe that's why it won't scare the person off, since there's no consequence. Maybe that's the difference. Okay, so I don't see anybody addressing that, but maybe that makes sense. Then the Gemara says, where'd we go? Rav Kahana? Yeah. I saw Rav Kahana right somewhere. Where'd he go? Ah. Rav Kahana masni lala hashmaisa bahadin lashna. He taught the Bryson in the following language. Rav Tuvuma masni hachi. And Rav. Alright, the previous language is how Rav Kahana taught it. However, Rav Tuvumi masni hachi b'seifa, he taught the following. B'seifa lo paschin, and everyone agrees, in the seifa, you cannot use that as a pesach. Everyone agrees to that part. It's Bereisha, the first part about the high hanoder kilu. Banabama, that's the machlokas. Abai Amar Paschinan, you can use that one because it's not so severe building a bama. It's not such a bad iser. And Rav Amar Lo Paschinan, and there Rav says, even by the building of the bama, is also a pesach that we don't give to somebody. Hilchasa, what's the bottom line here? Lo Paschinan, Lo Bereisha, Lo Sefer, we don't use either one as a pesach. v'lo pasachfan. So that's another thing we don't use as a pasach. Then there's another example we don't use as a pasach. Lo paschin in bahanami de Shmuel. There's a statement of Shmuel which is also not used as a pasach. What's Shmuel? Damar Shmuel afa pisha mekayim nikar rasha. Even though a person makes it now that it's mekayimit, which sounds like a wonderful thing, he is still called a rasha. So that too, there's no that's a difference. There's no real consequence there. I guess you're called a title, not the most becoming title. There's no punishment that you're receiving anything. But still, Shmuel says you're rasha, and that's another pasach we don't use.
But Rasha and Mekamu says previously someone that's Enidarim Rishayim, something like that.
So because Nidir Risham, we saw that, which implies there's such a thing as Nidir Tzadikim.
So if Nikra Rasha and Enidarim or Nidir Rishayim doesn't take effect or something?
Well, I've said Nidir Rishayim.
Meaning it's not working? Nidir Rishayim?
We say, no, if a person says Nidir Rishayim, then the Nidir will work, because Rishayim take Nidarm. Okay. That would be consistent with this, yeah. Okay, the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Abahu Maikra, what's a pasuk? We saw this pasuk already quoted, I think, in the beginning. There's a pasuk where in Shir Hashirim. No, this is Nidarm, okay. Oh, that's all the pasuk we saw in Shir Hashirim. About it's better to make a Nidir than not to make a Nidir. V'chi sechta lindar lo yebechachet. So, when a person makes a Nidir, he should not have his sin. The Yalev Chadla Chala Chala. We have an Gzer Shava, meaning Ksiv Hacha Ki Sechta Lindar. The Ksiv Hasam, it's written elsewhere in a pasuk found in Kohel, in Eov, it says Sham Risham Chalu Roges. So just like the Lashon Chadla is used by Risham in Eov, so too when Chadal Yechtal is used by Nidarm in the Torah, it's referring to Risham. So that's the support of Shmuel that a person who makes another is a Rosh. Okay, the Gemara says now, Amar of Yosef, Afan Nami Tanina, we also taught, this is why I think you're Raya, David, Afan Nami Tanina, Kinidre Ksherim La Marklum. A person says, I want to make a Nadir like Ksherim, it doesn't work because Ksherim don't make a Nadarm. But if a person says, Kinidre Rishayim, Nadir, Benazir, Ubekarbon, Meshua, it is effective because Rishayim do take Nadarm. So that's a great support of the Mishnah, of the opinion of Shmuel. So we have a Shmuel, we have a Tana, we have a Pasuk that all say the same idea. The person who makes a Nadir is called a Rasha. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Kol HaKois, what?
I like this
part. You like this part? Okay, good. When you're happy, we're happy, David. Kol HaKois kol minein gehenim sholtin bo. Kol HaKois, when someone's angry, all the different aspects of gehenim, whatever that means, are sholtin bo, are overriding, are affecting this individual. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Kol says, the Hoser kas mlibecha, remove anger from your heart, v'havir ra mibtarecha, and remove evil from your flesh. Ve'in ra el gehenim. And the ra is a reference to gehenim. Shenemar kol po Hashem l'manaso, v'gam rasha l'yom ra. That rush is going to be destined for the day of evil, which is a reference to gehenim. So what we see from here, the pasuk tells us that when a person removes kas from his heart, he removes the gehenim from his body. But if he doesn't remove kas, if kas is still in his body, then there's going to be gehenim. V'lo, not only that, el shetachtonios showed this bow, and even the bottom world will also be ruling over him. Shneemar, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Chavches, and I guess Pechukosai it sounds like, V'nasan Hashem lecha sham leivraga. So Hashem is going to put in you an angry heart, v'chilyon einayim, and it's going to blind one, v'davo nefesh, and causes nefesh to be very weak. So Eza, so Gemara wants to know, in the pasuk, Ezu davar shemechalat einayim, umadav es nefesh, what's that thing that blinds a person, wipes out a person's eyes and vision, and weakens the soul? Havyomer ilu ha-tachtonios.
Check in
Google. Which? Check in Google. Does tachtonios mean?
Hemorrhoids.
Bath and Mishra, hemorrhoids, right? It's hemorrhoids, yeah, okay. So not only that, but he'll be affected by Gehenna, and he'll have hemorrhoids, learned out from this pasuk. So then the Gemara says, Ula b'miske la'arad Yisrael. One time Ula was going, he was ascending Eretz Yisrael. Islavu le train b'nei chozoi b'hadei. He was being escorted by two, I guess, seers. And the Rashi says they're Yehudim, they're Jews. But I guess they're seers, or Nevi'im maybe, or fortune tellers? Chozoi. What's the lashon chozoi then?
Chozoi.
Yeah. They came from Chazai. So he was being, Ula was being escorted by these two people from Chozai. Come chad shach to the chavre. One guy gets up and kills the other guy. Amalei Ula Ula. He says to Ula, yes, Avdi, did I do the right thing? So I'm not sure what he did to do it, but Ula was apparently scared. Amalei in, yeah, you did the right thing. Because Ula was scared for himself. Uparlei beis hashchita. So what happened was, the Ran says, parlei means like to reveal. Parlei beis hashchita shem yamas maher. So I guess, I'm not sure if he did this or advised him to do this. So I guess open up his beis hashchita, his neck further to have him die quicker. Yes. That's okay. So Ula was advising him to do this. Kill him quicker. What are you taking so long? Why are you giving me a slow death? Get him out of here quickly. Ula was obviously scared. So, Kiyasa lakami de Yochan, when I guess Ula eventually made it to Eretz Yisrael and went in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Dilma Chas Hashem Achziki Yidei Ovri Avera. I'm scared that maybe I helped in aiding and abetting the murder here. He was concerned that maybe he did help out in the Avera. That's what he's saying. He's scared that he was helping the murder. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan responds back to Ula and appeasing him, Nafshecha Hatzalta. So you saved yourself.
Because if not, he would kill you.
Right. There's a Gilyon Hashas here. Right. He quotes a Tosis and Sota, I'm not sure what he's referring to. Okay, so Katama Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was wondering about the following. Michtei. Ksiv. One pasuk it says, "V'nasan Hashem l'cha shem leiv rages bebavel." Ksiv. What's the shaila here? So look at the Ran. The Ran, the first wide line down, says, "Tamar Rabbi Yochanan v'nasan l'cha shem leiv rages bebavel." Ksiv. The bavel is not part of the pasuk, but it's written in bavel. Heyach gavar kasto shel oches oso ben mechuza kokach laroges chavero. How could that individual, the Jew, be so angry to kill his friend?
Seems that Rabbi Yochanan thought that he killed his friend in Eretz Yisrael.
Aha. Okay, that's what's going on. He was unsure because Ula came up here and he thought he killed in Eretz Yisrael. But that pasuk is referring to only in Bava. Only in Bava is there such kas to kill. So Amalei Ula. So Ula explained Amalei. He says back to him, "Hahu shaita lo avdinu yardenu." We had not crossed the Yarden just yet. We were still not quite in Bava necessarily. It may have been part of Bava then. We haven't entered Eretz Yisrael. So yes, The kas was still there, and that's why he had the ability to kill him still. I'm not sure what the. There's an interesting Ran here. The Ran on the previous page, two wide lines down. He says, "Hahu shaita lo avrinan yardena." We had not crossed the Yarden. We were still in Chutz La'aretz and Gullus. Vava har Yarden lo niskadesh lavos haomer ul miktos kedushas. I'm not sure why the Ran is bringing this in, but what it's literally saying is that the Eiv Yarden was not yet Niskadesh, there was no Kedusha just yet in terms of bringing the Omer of the carbon Omer and other types of Kedushas, which is fascinating. Sounds like when it was and when there will be Kedusha in Eiv Yarden, then this pasuk wouldn't apply to it. It's that this aspect of Kas is totally on Kedushas Haaretz as opposed to actual geographical locations.
But Eiv Yarden doesn't consider part of Israel?
Right, so that's all part. That's a part of a larger discussion. To what aspect? When was it part of it? Is it part of it? So those are all good questions. So that's what the Ran is being mechadish. She's somehow bringing the halacha into the relevance of kas, which is fascinating. And the Gilyon Hashas quotes a number of sources on this point. I don't know what the sources are saying though. Okay, Chav Beis Amid Beis. The top of the Amid. The Gemara says Amar Rabba Barbar Rafuna. Kol ha-koes afilu shechina eino chashuva kinegdo. Anyone who's angry, even the shechina, it's as if the shechina is not with him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk in Tehillim, resha kigova apo bal yidrosh eino kim ko mizimosav. Person who's such a rasha, such anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is non-existent for him. Rabbi Yirmiyahu midifti amar mishachayach tamudo, most of tipshus. Person who gets angry will forget his learning and will add on to that to some stupidity. Shinemar ki kas b'chek kesilim yanuach. The pasuk in Kolas tells us that anger in his body, in his chest, kesilim yanuach, will allow ksil is stupidity, will allow it to rest within him. It says further, Ksil, I guess from the other pasuk, Ksil Yifrosh Avelas, is going to, what does that pasuk literally mean? It's going to separate.
Ksil Poresh Bifnei Kulam Et Tipshuto.
Aresh Hu Gam Osif Tipshut.
Okay.
So the stupid becomes stupider.
Okay, then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar B'Yadua, Sha'avanosav Merubin Mizichuyosav. It's apparent then that his sins are greater than his zichuyos. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Mishnah tells us, "Ubal chema rav pesha." Person who is a who gets angry is a person who's full of averos. So if you see a person getting angry, it's indicative that he is full of averos. So Amar of Adab Rebbe Chanina il Malei, a fascinating gemara here. Il Malei lo chatu Yisrael had klais on that sin. I think it's a reference to Ega Hazav. We'll find out. There's no. Here, let's see the Ram previous page. I think what may the Gemara will say. Bil Mali Lochata Yisrael lo nitan lahem elachamishi chum shetora v'sefer Yeshua bilvad. Had we not sinned, the only thing we would need is a chamishi chum shetora and sefer Yeshua. That's all. She'archa shel Eretz Yisrael hu. The reason why we need Yeshua is because that's how it divides the land. We need to know how to divide the land properly. But other than that, we wouldn't need any of the other 24 Sifrei Tanakh. We would have been enough with the Chamishe Chum Shetor, which is a fascinating, fascinating line. So how do we know this? My taima ki berov chachma rav kas. Because with a lot of wisdom, there's a lot of anger. So how does that help us out here? Let's see the Ran.
Which is tochacha, the wisdom. You see that they give tochacha because Am Yisrael was upsetting Hashem with their actions, so the Rav Kas.
Yeah, because the rest of the Nach is Tochacha, so it would have been okay. There was no need for it.
So you're saying even though there are certain halachas we do learn,
said it because he was because they give the Yerusha. That's when they of the partition of the land. But after that,
so Tochacha.
I certainly agree. A lot of it's tochav, not all of it though.
It says kishar sifrei nevim ikarim hu tochacha al chatem shel Yisrael v'ilu lo haya chotim lo hayu tzrichim tochacha.
Right, that's what the Ran says. Yeah, it's all in the Ran here. Okay, now again, they don't explain which sin. I think it's referring to chet egel. What? Os kas? Chetu refers to kas.
No, sorry.
I thought it meant chet egel. Anything on this?
Doesn't say chatu in general.
In general.
All kind of chatu.
I always assume this is chet egel. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing on the which chet. Oh no, here, I have it down here. Okay. That's where I have it down here. Interesting. The riff on the in Yaakov asks, but isn't Shia Shirim? It's about Mali Bahavas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Nothing to do with tochacha at all. B'matan Torah, Mishkan, all the love between Klai Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's very different than the other Sfarim of Tochachos. So, we would still need this. Even if we didn't sin, we would still need this description. And Tevet Tilm also is about Shiros, Fetilos, Tishbrachos. Why was it Tilm? That's also not about Tochachos. It's about praising Hashem. So, it equates to the Eitz Yosef, who explains that had they not sinned in the Chet HaEgel, like we said, then they would have gone to this high, high level that they would know the Torah so well without any assistance from Shir Shirim and Tilm. Echanami, those things are necessary, the Ava and the Shiva and the Shrachos, we just wouldn't need those to get to that point anymore. So that's the idea here. Okay, let's go weiter. The Gemara now says, Amar Biasi, Ein Niskakin Lokei Yisrael, Chutz Mikonin Ishe Nenesli, Shegan Veskisi, Vishakasa Esbini, Vinoda Shloganva Shlokasa. What's going on here? So let's look at the Ran on the top here, and we'll read through this slowly. The Ran says, "Amar Rabbi Asi, the top Ran in Chav Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Asi, Ain is Kokin Lokei Yisrael. Haisi Sover Lomer. I thought to say, Davagav Dasikna Lakamon. Even though later on Chav Ches we're going to conclude the Beis Shami Beis Hillel Pligi Im Yesh Sheila B'Shvua Olo. There's a machlok is whether a Chacham can undo release somebody from a Shvua. The Kaim Lan Ki Beis Hillel Dami Yesh Sheila. And we paskin went like Beis Hillel that there is Sheila by Shvua." Rabbi Yassi Hachi Kamar, Rassi says as follows. Nihi diyesh she'ela, yes, there is a she'ela by Shua, mi'il l'chachila ein nishkakin. We don't really advise and encourage this. Ella, the only time we really apply a she'ela l'chachila is bikonim ishi nenes, when you say my wife can't get hanah from me, mishum shalom beisa. That's the only time we reply. That's Ron's initial understanding of this statement about being released from a shvuah. So the ainu nochli. Then Ron says that this didn't really appeal to me. The Beishamay vadi mider ban ba'amal kamer. Beishamay only says one cannot do a sheila on a dira banal level. D'halo yachad dvaro diminei darshinon. Aval achir mochem lo ashava shvu namikoy. The Beishil amri dafil mider banan v'imkein kamle Rabbi Asi ke Beishamay. Okay. So Ella, what's the pshat according to the Ron? Ella Rabbi Asi less le lahay okimta d'lakaman debeish yesh sheila pligi. So he's not part of the machlokas there. Inami sfirle le beishamai ein sheila midirbanan dafilu hitiru ein amoter. Okay, the machlokas within beishamai. We could ignore that round for now. We'll get to that later on when we get to chavches. But the what pshat in the gemara here is as follows. Again, let's read this inside. Amar v'asi ein nishkaken lelokei Yisrael. Okay, Yisrael is a reference to a shvua. We do not undo a shvua, even though we passing like Beis Hillel that one's allowed to. We don't allow really. We don't encourage it. Chutz, except there's one exception, which again the gemara says is mikonim ishi nanesli. I'm taking the nether that my wife can't get her not from me. Why should gunvis kisi? She stole my wallet. She stole my credit card. She hit my son. And it turns out that she didn't steal. And she didn't hit him. So then we can release him from the nether shvua. So it's back and forth whether it's a nether shvua here. Initially it said a shvua, then it turned into a nether. But I guess it's probably all the language of a shvua here. Okay. Looking at Ron here. Okay, let's keep going. Why do we bring this in, by the way? Nedarim, Shavuos. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hahi ta'asi l'kami dir v'asi. Someone came to v'asi and Amar Lei b'mai nedarta. Okay, Yisrael? So he asked v'asi, as a woman, Rav Asi asked her, with what did you make a nether? So there's a, it says, with Lokele Yisrael. Sounds like it was a shvu, it should be. B'may nadarta by my shvata. Is there a run here? Okay, she made a shvu. So what language did she use for the shvu? So she said to him, I use Lokele Yisrael. I made a shvu in the name of Hashem. So Allah, Sir Vasi says, "There in nedarta b'moi shehi kinoi ba'alma mizakik nelach." Had you used this kinoi, a nickname of Hashem, some other word, rachum chanan or something like that, then I would have released you from this. But hashe de lo nedarta b'moi elo b'lokei Yisrael. You didn't use a kinoi, you didn't use a nickname. Rather, you used actually Hashem, Hashem, okay, Yisrael. Lo mizakik nelach. We cannot, based on what Vasi said before, ein mizakik b'lokei Yisrael. We cannot undo a shvua when saying a shvua b'shem Hashem. Rav Kana says, "Ikle the Rabbi Rav Yosef." Rav Kana once visited the house, the base medrash of Rav Yosef. Amar le little marmide. So Rav Yosef says to Rav Kana, "Please taste a little bit. Have something to eat." Amar le lo. He says, "No, I will not." So mari kule lo taim nai lai, and he took a shvua that kule lo taim. I'm not going to taste anything. Mari's lashon adon adnus. So he says, "In the name of the master, I'm not going to taste anything." So Amalei, so he says, sorry, I skipped a line there. You know, Amalei, lo mari kule lo taim ni le. So what was the response back? This was at, the Ron says in a bitmiyah, in a question form.
Not question, in an exclamation.
Rabbi Yosef is making his own...
Shvua. So what's he saying back?
You're not gonna eat.
Uh huh. But he says lo mari though.
No.
Lo. Uh-huh. Exclamation.
Hey, no.
He also says no.
Right.
Okay. So okay, I'm going to confirm that. Now there's going to be the shvua chal. You will not eat anything.
He says lo titam etzli. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want it. Fine. Don't take it.
I'm first. No, you won't.
Okay, so the Gemara wants to understand what's going on here. We're confused. The Gemara is also confused. We understand Rav Kana, he took a shvua not to eat anything. El Rav Yosef, Amai Amar Lo Amai Kule Marikula.
Why didn't he take a shvua not to eat?
Why did Rav Yosef take a shvua?
Yeah.
But I thought Rav Yosef was taking a shvua that Rav Kana shouldn't be eating.
Right, that's what he did.
Uh-huh.
told Rakan, listen, you don't want? No, I don't let you eat either.
So Gemara explains as follows,
Didn't want to eat to begin. Why he took Shua and not eat?
Yeah, well, no, Rav Kana took a Shua, I'm not eating anything.
Why?
You know, he didn't trust his kashrus, I don't know.
It says Shana Rabbeinu Gershom on the Nevi Farish.
Yeah.
He was bothering him. He kept asking. He showed him a sari to Rav Yosef.
Uh-huh.
I
kept inviting him over, didn't want to go. Okay. So you can't take the hint. I don't want to eat by you. So you just finally took a shua. So if Yosef took upon that, also I'm gonna also make a shua that you cannot eat by me. So it's unnecessary. Once Rav kind of took the shua, why did Rav Yosef have to make an additional shua? So the Gemara explains what's going on here is hachi hu de kamerle. This is what Rav Yosef was saying back to Rav Kana. Lo mari kuli hu de kamis hukach lo te misle. So what's pshat in there?
Lo mari kuli hu de kamis. Haim lo amar et shuva velashon be'adon akos. Shuva velashon shuva v'shem shamayim.
Aha. So... Lo mari kula hu de kamis. Did you not say Adon, shem Hashem entirely? And since you said Shem Hashem, you said Mari Hilkach Lo Temelei. Therefore, the Shua is Chal. He was just telling you, by the way, there's no way out of this.
Nobody will be able to not do it.
Exactly, there's no way out. This is right. This Shua is final.
Even when you see what I bring out for you.
Right.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman Hilchasa." The bottom line, the Halacha Lemais is Poschin Becharata Mizkakin Lo Kei Yisrael. We can be poseach in charata. We could say, do you regret taking the shua? Now, seemingly not on any of the ones we mentioned beforehand about the severity of the avera, but we can ask, do you regret taking the avera and taking the nether, rather? And we can also release a person from a shua, even if he made the shua in b'shem Hashem. Mishabek le'rava le'rav nachman b'rav schora d'adam gadahu. So Gemara, we find a few places, much of the same exact one. The Kveger, quotes Gemara and Brachos and other places, that Rava was praising to Rav Nachman about Rav Schora. Right? Again, Rava was saying Rav Schora was a great, great Adam Gadol. He was saying Rav Nachman what a great Adam Gadol he is. So, Amalo, Kishiavo Liadcha Hivi Liadi. So Rav Nachman says, when he comes, bring him to me. We know Rav Nachman really saw his personality throughout Shas, a number of places. He was the son of the Reish Chalutza. He was a strong individual, aggressive, scary, intimidating. He was a big gavra. So he wanted the challenge. So Hale Nidra Lemishra. So Rav Nachman had a certain nether that he needed to be released from, apparently. So what happened?
Rav Schora had one.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Schora had a big nether. He had a nether he needed to be permitted. So Asa Lakamid Rav Nachman, he went forward to Rav Nachman, Amarle Nedarta Adaita Dahachi. So Rav Nachman says, did you make the nether knowing that this, he doesn't tell us what this is, Amarle In Adaita Dahachi. I knew that was going to be an outcome. In Kamazimnin. So I guess he asked a number of times different types of questions, And he said, yeah, I knew this was going to happen, and there was no Pesach that was really, really working. So Ikbid Rav Nachman got very frustrated and he got upset. So I guess he tried so hard to undo the nether and he just couldn't do it. So Amarle, Zil Lekilech, so he says, go to your house. So wait a minute, go to his house, get out of here, I have nothing, I can't help you anymore. What?
Go back to your hotel.
Right, so I can't really help you anymore. Right. So he got frustrated. So Nafik Rav Schora Pasach Pischa Lenafshe. So Rav Schora on his own said, I don't need Rav Nachman, I can do it on my own. And he made his own Pesach. What was the Pesach he used? Doesn't really tell us what the Pesach either. A lot of things that are not filled in here. Let's look at the look at the bottom round for a second. It's going to continue. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Revi Omer Ezi Derech Yishara Shiyavur Lo Ha'adam. What is the proper path a person should choose? The Mishnah in Avos, that kol shi teferes lo sev, teferes lo min ha'adam. Anything that's good for his maker and good for him from man. So what is it? What's the heter here? So if you see the bottom of the Rabbeinu Gershon, now the Mefarish just changed from someone from the base medrash to Rashi. We just switched to Rabbeinu Gershon. We had lost the previous Rashi. So Rabbeinu Gershon is going to go start here, And the note tells me here it goes until Daf Chaf Hey, I think I saw. So Rabbi Nagirshim tells us at the bottom one in Chabez Mabez, Kol Shi Tferes Lo Seva, Tferes Lo Min Hodom, Shi Yehe Davar Mekubal Nami Be'enei Abrios, Havi Tferes Lo Seva, I want to be accepted among the people. Behold, the Ikbar Rav Nachman, Shem Miskabel Lov, Shinidro Chomor Kokach, Shin Yachalim Tzolo Pesach, Adai Did Hachi V'Hachi Lo Nidre. Had I known Rav Nachman be so upset and frustrated out of not being able to release me from my nether, that is enough reason for me to be released from my nether. I did not have that in mind, that he would get so upset, and therefore he was released from his nether. But it's continuing the Gemara. I should have read more of the Gemara. V'hashta, the ikbid Rav Nachman, adai did hachi lo nidri, v'shal l'nafshi. Now that he saw Rav Nachman got so upset, he certainly did not have that in mind when he made the nether, and therefore was able to be released from this nether. Okay, should we stop here? Let's just look at the run.
There is a run that says that Hari Nachman at Mo Pasak the Samut Shepatim the Harata and Ken Madua Lopatak the Roskor of Harata.
So let's look at that run in the bottom. See the bottom run on Chav Beis Man Beis. He says in the Darta that Haichi the Hachi, Haidi Lopasak the Becharata. Why didn't he say, do you regret it? Afa Pisha the Rav Nachman Gufe Pasak the Hilchazak the Post in Becharata. Rav Nachman holds one's allowed to, like we just saw in the end of the Gemara here. Fish of Nachman Hayamaki by the Rav Safra, and probably where Schorot should be. Below us the Kame, Ella Kadeshim Sula Pesach. He knew Rav Schorot wanted to look for Pesach, not for Charata. Shayab Machmel Asma Shalol Yos Nitzim Becharata. Rav Schorot was Machmel himself not to use Charata as a way out. Yesh Mefarshim, Shoso Nether Hayakain Nedvar Mitzvah. Perhaps the nether that was being made, which we don't know what the nether was a type of mitzvah. Kigon Shinether Lisanos Zman Yadua, to fast for a number of days. Vihisana Mixas Osos Manani. Only fast some of the days, but didn't have a full, wasn't able to make the full amount. And Vila Hayam Mescharit al Iker and Nether, Yavit Schar Taniosav Shehisana im Hayatoa al Rishonos. Vigach lo Hayam Mescharit, if he regretted it, that means he's going to miss out on all the other ones, which he had a great mitzvah in fasting, didn't want to lose out on those. He wanted, therefore, to do a Pesach to end only the moving forward types of Nether, but not the one that was in the past. Alright, stop here.
We actually put the whole
All right, we're getting good at this.